ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 24, चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा, पार्ट 8, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva are very authoritative and significant. For simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, one can become perfect, even though engaged in one's occupational duty. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer. For a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His holy name, and also invokes good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in Krishna's devotional service. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also says, "My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Rama, O energy of the Lord Hare, kindly engage me in your service." Although one may be situated in a lowly position, he or she can execute devotional service under any circumstance, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, Ahoituki Apratihata. Devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended this very process, Jnane Prayasam Udapasya Namanta Eva Jivanti san mukaritang bhavadiya vartam Stane stita shruti gatang tanuvan manobhir Ye prayasho ajita jitta api asi tais trilokyam. One may remain situated in his or her own place or one's own occupational duty, and still lend one's ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle, and we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to Godhead. The word asakrit is significant, for it means not just for a few minutes, but continuously. That is the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka number 3, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. The holy name of the Lord should be chanted 24 hours daily. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on their beads daily. Actually, one has to chant 24 hours daily, just like Thakur Haridas, who was chanting the names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 300,000 times daily. Indeed, Haridas had no other business. Some of the Goswamis, like Raghunath Dasa Goswami, were also chanting very rigidly and also offering obeisances very rigidly. As stated in the prayer by Srinivas Acharya in regards to the six Goswamis, Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nativi Kalavasani Kritao. The word Sankhya Purvaka means maintaining a numerical strength. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting the holy name of the Lord, but he was also offering obeisances in the same prolific numbers. One not only should practice the instructions received from one spiritual master, but should also distribute this knowledge to one's disciples. The words Atmanam Atmastang Sarva Bhuteshu Avasthitam are also significant. The personality of Godhead is the origin of all living entities. And because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, Krishna is the father of all of them, as confirmed by Krishna himself in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. One can search out the Supreme Lord very easily within one's heart, for Krishna is situated in every living entity's heart. In this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, as given to us by Lord Shiva, the process of worshipping the Lord is considered to be very easy and complete, for anyone can sit down anywhere and in any condition of life simply chant the holy names of the Lord. By such chanting and hearing, one automatically engages in meditation. The word Munivrata is significant because those who are interested in advancing in spiritual life must be silent. Silence means talking only of Krishna Katha. This is the silence of Maharaj Ambarish. Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayor Vachangsi Vaikuntha Gunanuvarnane. King Ambarish always fixed his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord and talked of Krishna only. We should also take this opportunity in life to become as good as a great saint simply by not talking unnecessarily with unwanted persons. We should either talk of Krishna or chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra undeviatingly. This is what is meant by Munivrata. One's intelligence must be very sharp, samahita dhiya, and should always be acting in Krishna consciousness. The words etad avyasita dritta indicate that if one takes these instructions from a spiritual master with great reverence, adritta, and practices them accordingly, then one will find this bhakti yoga process to be very, very easy. The material creation means material engagement. But material engagements can be counteracted if we always remember our relationship with the Lord as that relationship described in these prayers recited by Lord Shiva. In this way, we can remain constantly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, despite our engagement in the creation, we cannot be deviated from the path of Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for this purpose. If one simply executes the rules and regulations of the Varna Ashrama Dharma in the role of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra and keeps busy, but does not remember one's eternal relationship with God, then one's business and activities, as well as one's occupational duties, will simply be a waste of time. Shrama evahi kevalam. In these prayers by Lord Shiva, the word dvastatamasa is very important. For without being free of ignorance, one cannot control the creation of different types of living entities. As stated in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, by Lord Kapila speaking to his mother Devahuti, the words Daiva Netrena means our bodies are awarded under the supervision of superior powers. How can these superior powers control the evolutionary process of the living entity if they are not free from all imperfection? The followers of the Vedic instructions cannot accept the Darwinian theory of evolution, for it is marred by imperfect knowledge. We must remember that we can achieve whatever benediction we want simply by becoming devotees of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Praveda. Vasudeva Paramukha. Vasudeva Parayoga. Vasudeva Parakriya. Vasudeva Parangyanam. Vasudeva Parantapaha. Vasudeva Parodharmo. Vasudeva Paragatihi. Actually, everyone is suffering within this material world due to ignorance. Every day we see that a person without knowledge commits some criminal act and is later arrested and punished, despite the fact that one actually may not have been conscious of his or her sinful activity. Such ignorance prevails throughout the whole world, and people do not consider how they are risking their lives in an attempt to have illicit sex life, kill animals to satisfy their tongue, enjoy intoxication, and gamble. Indeed, it is very regrettable that the leaders of the world do not know of the effects of these sinful activities. Instead, they are taking things very easily and are succeeding in making the ocean of nescience wider and wider. But opposed to such ignorance, full knowledge is the greatest achievement within this material world, and we can practically see that one who has sufficient knowledge is saved from many dangerous pitfalls in one's life. This Krishna consciousness movement is determined to open wide the eyes of the so-called leaders who are simply full of ignorance and thus save them from the many pitfalls and dangerous conditions of life. The greatest danger is the danger of getting a body lower than that of a human being. For it was with great difficulty that we attained this human form of life just to take advantage of this body and re-establish our forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Lord Shiva advises, however, that those who take advantage of his prayers will very soon become devotees of Lord Vasudeva, and thus will be able to cross the ocean of nescience and make life perfect. In his prayers, Lord Shiva said that to become a devotee of Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, is very, very difficult. The word especially used in this connection is Dura Aradyam. The worship of demigods is not very difficult, but becoming a devotee of Lord Vasudeva or Krishna is not so easy. However, if one adheres to the principles and follows in the footsteps of the higher authorities, as advised by Lord Shiva, then one can easily become a devotee of Lord Vasudeva. Devotional service cannot be practiced by a mental speculator. Devotional service is a special attainment which can be acquired only by a person who has surrendered unto a pure devotee. Every living entity is an eternal servant of the Lord, Krishna. Therefore, when one engages in the service of the Lord, he or she realizes the highest perfection of life. A faithful servant can fulfill any desire by the grace of the Master. And one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna has nothing to aspire for separately. All of one's desires are fulfilled simply by engaging constantly in the Lord's loving service. Thus, Lord Shiva shows us that any devotee can be successful simply by chanting these prayers which Lord Shiva himself has recited. Finally, if we persistently engage in bhakti yoga, devotional service, then certainly all of our desires will be fulfilled in due course of time. Recorded November 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste stu dame spura dipti dane twadi yoga prayata vishvasya dame namo radhikaya twadiya priyaya namo nandalilaya devaya tubhyam Namaste stu dhamne, spura dipti dhamne, twadiyoga rayata vishvasya dhamne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai, namo nantalilaya, evaya tubhyam. Namaste stu dhamne, spura dipti dhamne, twadiyoga rayata vishvasya dhamne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai, namo nantalilaya, devaya tubhyam. Namaste stu dhamne, spura dipti dhamne, twadiyoga rayata vishvasya dhamne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai, namo nantalilaya, devaya tubhyam. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radhe. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Jayatang Suratao Pangor మమ మండమచే గతి మత్సర్వస్వ పదాంబోజ రాధా మదన మోహన సప్త కాంచన గోరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ విషభాను సుఖే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దైత్యే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దైత్యే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహిచే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహిచే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దైచే దామోదర వ్రతి వర్ధన భేషే హరి నిష్కృత వృందావిపినేషే దామోదర వ్రతి వర్ధన భేషే హరి నిష్కృత వృందావిపినేషే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దైచే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దైచే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహిచే గోకుల తరుణి మండల మహిచే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ దైచే దామోదర వ్రతి వర్ధన వేషే హరి నిష్కృత వృందావిపినేషే దామోదరతి వర్ధన వేషే హరి నిష్కృత వృందావిపినేషే రాధే జయ మాధవ జైచే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ జైచే రాధే జయ జయ మాధవ జైచే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
O Bala Gopala, obeisances unto you, obeisances unto the rope around your waist, obeisances unto your splendorously effulgent abode, obeisances unto your splendorous belly, which is the shelter of the entire universe, obeisances unto your Sri Radhika, who is your most beloved, obeisances unto your limitless sportive pastimes, obeisances unto your transcendental nature, obeisances unto you.